It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver residents are expected to mostly stay home when a new order from the city goes into effect tonight. People can still go out for essential things like groceries, medical supplies, and exercise, but officials have asked the public to limit those trips and to practice social distancing. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says public health workers advise the city to take this measure.
And with Denver being the most dense metropolitan region in the state, it makes sense that we move more boldly to address these issues going forward.
Denver has nearly 150 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the most of any county in Colorado. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis says he strongly supports Denver's stay-at-home order and similar local measures elsewhere in the state. A doctor's group has asked the governor to institute a shelter-in-place order for the entire state. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Academy of Family Physicians sent Polis a letter saying tighter restrictions were needed to protect the healthcare system. The group represents over 2,600 Colorado doctors and medical students. The state has taken steps to prohibit large gatherings and order businesses to limit in-person work. Some public health experts say that may be enough for now. They say local municipalities should consider stricter orders as needed. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate is still working on a coronavirus relief package after previous versions of the plan failed to advance. Republican Senator Cory Gardner tells Colorado Matters the fact that lawmakers can't even get to a place where they can debate the bill is heartbreaking, especially for people who've lost their jobs.
We need assistance now. The American people that I talk to each and every day in Colorado are terrified.
The failed Republican package included direct payments to individuals and the possibility of grants and loans for small business, but Democrats said it gave too much money to big corporations and didn't do enough for workers. The RTD board will vote on a plan tonight to cut bus and train service because of the novel coronavirus. RTD says ridership has dropped 70% in recent weeks, and RTD's income is falling as well. Service would run on a weekend schedule starting in mid-April. There's more spring snow in the mountains today while it's getting warmer for much of the rest of the state. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs will have highs in the 60s this afternoon, 50s in Grand Junction, and warmer tomorrow. Further out in the week, it's rain and snow coming back to Denver and the Springs late Thursday and on Friday. This is CPR News.